This hour is brought to you by Alpine Credits. Do you own your own home and need a loan? Alpine Credits can help. Visit alpinecredits.ca to learn more.
Hour 2 Overdrive.
Hello?
Continues. TSN 1050 on the TSN app. Bruce Boudreau, Brian Hayes, Jamie Noodles McLennan. You there, Gabby, or what? I think we're having issues again with those mics. But that's all right.
That was, Miles, you got to get that one.
That was a good one. Hello?
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 Hello? You just did a Bruce Boudreau.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
Hello.
I think we got you. No, yeah, see, oh, here we go again. This is what we went through. Was it last week? And this, here's what happened last week, too. It was right around when Ray was coming on. This happened. I was having some technical issues with his mic, which is fine. And I thought I handled it pretty professionally. But at some point, this is what was happening. He kept saying, hello, hello. And I just said, just drop the mic. Like, just drop them. And in radio terminology, TV media terminology, drop them. That is not an offensive term. It's not a personal attack. It's for the betterment of the show and to save O from some sort of issue where maybe he says something he shouldn't say because he doesn't realize he's on the air. Yeah. So I'm trying to save him, and I'm like, just drop him. Drop him.
Yeah.
And he took it personally last week, and we ended up fighting over it.
I know, but in the group text, you said drop him, and you know there's no context there, right? So he's reading the group text and is like, to hell with this guy. You think it's my fault he came on guns blazing, obviously.
Heated. Yeah.
But, you know, as Mulls writes in the group text, reboot the box, so he's obvious. And then he writes, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I was like, can you hear me? Yes, we can. Bruce Boudreau. Hello.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
You know what? I was telling you, Brian, today, I can't wait to get back on TV from our homes, because we're going to see how this really unfolds. Like, you know, how we are in our natural habitat. Like,
I'm
concerned. Know.
Personally, I'm concerned for myself, but also for just the collective nature of the show.
Right.
How it's going to look, how it's going to sound, if there's any meltdowns. You know, I don't know what to expect.
But you know that there's going to be a guy late to get back because he's grazing in the kitchen and lost track of time.
Yep.
And, you know, that almost, I'll be honest, at 4 o'clock when we opened the show, you were like, welcome to Overdrive. We had a delivery from Shoppers Drug Mart today. And, you know, just some stuff dropped off. And the lady was trying to get into the driveway.
How do you
driveway.
Get that, by the way?
What do you mean? You go on Instacart, I think it is. It's a, you know, grocery delivery website. And
nice to know.
Yeah. So they were dropping it off, and they couldn't get into the driveway because my nanny was out there with the kids, and it was blocking it. And I was banging on the window trying to let her know that the lady was trying to get onto the driveway. And you want social distancing, so I don't want the kids, you know, with the lady there. And it was a bit of a gong show, and I'm trying. We're opening the show, and I've got my mic off. I'm banging on the window, pointing. The kids are waving. They have no idea what's going on. And if we were on camera, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, you'd have to be at the desk. Yeah, you'd have to be prepared, like, well in advance. So, if and when we get back on TV from home, that is going to be a game changer in terms of everything you just stated. And, you know, speaking of technical difficulties, I guess there's some concern, like potentially forecasting it with the NFL draft in a couple of weeks, which will be a virtual online draft. It doesn't seem overly complicated, but you're dealing with 32 different teams, the front office, Roger Goodell, there's trades, you know, there's a lot of different things that are happening. But Schefter reported, Adam Schefter of ESPN, right before we came on, is that there's some anxiety between, like, the GMs and the coaches and the IT departments, because no one wants to either allow someone in their home or go to someone's home. So that, I guess, like, that's kind of a stick up right now. There's at least a couple of teams that are like, listen, I'm all for the virtual draft, and I got to be set up, but I'm not letting Gary come by the house.
Well, that's where you are diligent. You know, early on, you remember when my last trip to the grocery store where I said, give me your hands, and the guy was wiping his nose and all of that. That's, if we had to have anything put, like, I don't allow anybody in my house. Like, the groceries
on a good day.
Yeah, on a good day, I don't even allow. Now it's even worse, but, you know, people are dropping groceries off. They have to drop it off outside.
Yeah. They try to open that door to your house. They're getting a bear spray right until their eyeballs.
No. All right. Yes, we'll get back into that with Ray Ferraro, TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Are you allowing anyone into your house at this point, Ray, or is everything locked down?
Barely my family. I have to think about it depending on what they're doing outside.
Mm-hmm. What day of the week and how badly they've pissed you off? Because you know what? There's cabin fever going around for everyone right now.
Yesterday, I'm not even making this up, at about 6 o'clock, I had to have three different conversations, one with Cammy, one with Riley, and one with Reese, to apologize for my mood in the previous 3 hours. All three of them I had to go because I had a tough day yesterday. I don't even know why, but Noodles, you call it cabin fever. It's like I got to go somewhere, except there's nowhere to go.
Right. Yeah.
And so when you say you're not, nobody's coming in, we had ordered, I don't know, 2 months ago, a ping pong table. And it came today, the guy rang the doorbell. And I opened the door up a crack, and I said, just leave it in front of the garage. And we'll go get it in 2 days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Wait till anything that could be on there has died off, and then we'll go get it.
I mean, the guy had a mask on. He was wearing gloves. Like, he was doing all he could do. And I'm like, yeah, just lean it up against the garage. Awesome. And I pushed the tip out onto the, I'm terrified about what I don't know.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's probably the most fearful part of
this.
Yeah,
we're all like Howard Hughes right now.
Well, you're right.
That's what it feels like.
But what are the lengths? Like, this is, I don't know if I'm overboard or whatever, but I sanitized, like, we had a little bit of, a couple $100. Like, I sanitized the money. Like,
what?
I washed. Well, you.
Okay, yeah, I'm going on the overboard right there, but where did it come? How long has it been in the house?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Well, it's, like, a $20 bill. You sand.
Yes.
You put it through the washer and dryer. No,
was just, that I, you at you, Tim Hortons, Noodles?
No. But if you like, you need to like a Lysol wipe. You wipe it down or something. You know what
I mean?
How
about use your credit card?
Yeah. Why are you even touching cash right now? You're not doing anything.
That's what I'm saying. But I want to give a little bit of a tip. Obviously, you give a tip to, like Ray said, you slide that through the door.
Throw it outside and say, there you go. Grab it or not. Leave it. If you don't take it, you're getting bear spray.
That's what we need in society right now. We need full-blown the purge rules where everyone's on their own constitution.
But that's where I think people are starting to get it. Like, everyone, I think everyone maybe I'm wrong and just this is wishful thinking, but I think by the end of this, people are going to understand that, we're going to miss people. We're going to miss social interaction. Like, this could, I'm not going to say a silver lining because people have died and this is awful, but maybe it's going to change some mindset on people and how you interact and how you treat people. Like, I treat the people that are going to get groceries and battling and still having to go to work because it's an essential need. Like, I'm not even talking about the healthcare workers that are in the fight right now. I can't admire them enough, put it that way.
They should never pay for anything again. Like, about, I know we honor the military at Toronto Maple Leaf games, but these people, man, when this is all said and done, they should be able, there should be a box at every sporting event for them, like, just to say thank you.
Yeah. Like, in some of the stories, I talked to a buddy of mine from St. Albert today, who's, ex-wife, but still very close with her. She's an ER nurse, and he's saying, it's a grind. Like, you know what
oh,
I mean?
Yeah.
And like, and he wasn't even telling stories, but he was just more about, like, you know, how she's, you know, mentally and physically drained. And it's like, this is the type of stuff, it's real life, you know, and we're joking around, and I'm joking around about sliding out a 20 or whatever as a tip and making sure it's clean for them. But I respect, you know, everyone who's grinding away here and you know, helping people out. There's people literally
Noodles,
saving lives.
The way I look at it is that's kind of the only thing we can do is have a few laughs right. about some things.
Yeah, you're right.
Because,
you're right.
Holy crap. Like, it is, I look, you know, I haven't been more than, well, I guess a half a kilometer from my house is a grocery store. I went there once since we've been locked in. Cammy went the other time. And I saw pictures of downtown Vancouver. All the stores are boarded up. Like, I've got no idea what's going on, because my thing is to be in my driveway. That's as far as we get. So the only thing we can do is have a laugh or two, because everything else is not funny.
No, it's there's nothing funny.
There's nothing. There's
normal.
Nothing even. There's nothing normal. There's nothing amusing. There's like nothing.
Well, and it's all consuming at the same time, because, you know, yeah, we're every once in a while you get into Tiger King, or you get into something on Crave, or a new movie comes out. But this is where if you're a creature of habit and sports are your habit, like the four of us, that applies to us.
Right.
I can't escape into a Leaf game tonight or a Raptor game. So I find myself watching the news even more than ever. And the news, there's nothing else other than COVID-19 updates. Like, that's all it is. Every politician is speaking every single day.
I can only, Brian, I can only...
And details. And,
yeah, I can only do it 10 minutes a day now. I used to be on all day, every second. And ignorant or not, I just can't do it. I kind of get an update of where things are at. And that's all I can do. And that's all I can do.
You know what, about a week ago, Cammy asked me to turn that off. Like, she's like, what are you going to do with the information that you get? The only thing it does is stresses you the hell out. You don't need any more stress. I'm stressed at the best of time. And so I'm with you. Like, I take a little glimpse. I have kind of two 15-minute windows that I look at now, because I either get pissed off or I get really down or frustrated with it all. And I'm like, man, I need to live in ignorance a little bit more, because I can't change anything other than if somebody asks me to get involved in something. I'm watching the 86 Masters right now.
Yeah.
Right?
That,
like that,
exactly.
And I'm like, that's the escapism I have.
Well, with that in mind, let me throw to a clip here that can veer us down a different road.
Yeah.
All right. So Tom Brady was on with Howard Stern this morning, and a topic came up that we've all been familiar with that somehow becomes normal in the sporting world. Like, you never think about it. It's just natural. Like, this is just the way every rink has been built, every football stadium, every practice facility, and this is just the way it goes. And Brady talks about it and kind of acknowledges the elephant in the room as to kind of why this never changed or why it isn't going to change in the future.
If they're very, very well endowed, they probably get made more fun of than the other guys, yeah. So the guys would hide it, and there's certain guys that would have to hide, you know, getting in the shower because they were embarrassed that because they were just, you know.
Yeah, when I was in gym class, I would.
Else. And think about today's day and age, too, how different that is. Because when we were, you know, 25 years ago, it was so natural to do that. And now the idea of a bunch of people showering together, you kind of think, like, why are we still doing this? I mean, this is so not the way that it, like, should be anymore. Like, can we put up some dividers, please?
And that last part was what I was pointing to, not necessarily the beginning of the
clip. I was like, where the hell is
that? Yeah, where is it?
Well, this is where not being in studio and not having getting to hear the clip or edit the clip or talk with Mullen.
Are you trying to get back to Bezos?
No.
Louisville
what I'm getting
slugger,
to
or what?
Is the shower is what I'm getting to, because he hits on a good point. Like, it's just the weirdest thing, but if you play a game, it's like, yeah, there's seven guys in the shower right now just showering, and then you walk out, you get dressed, and you leave. Where else in society does that happen? Like, the military and sports.
Well, didn't it happen
the
in
gym?
Yeah, I was going to say,
maybe
didn't it happen
gym.
To your dad's gym class?
Well, that was totally different context. But yes, That was swim class in high school. And he
yeah, geared down.
Yeah. He's committed to it.
You're right, though. Like, it is. I used to joke, and I mean, Gary Roberts, it was such a jacked human being. Like, I always joke that I never wanted to be in the same shower as him because I'd be embarrassed. You know what I mean? The guy was just, there were muscles on top of muscles. Like, you take a look at yourself and go, oh, my God, like, I can't. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't even play the same sport.
Exactly. Right. Like, that's kind of the joke. I mean, you're right, Brian. Like, there's nowhere else in this world where it's just acceptable where, you know, I guess that's, but that's where people, like, that's the locker room, what stays in the room. Like, there are some things that are non-traditional. But, you know, Brady's saying, what, create individual stalls?
I guess. So well, it's totally possible. Have you seen these compounds? Like, the NFL, you're telling me they couldn't build, you know, literally yeah. 53 individual showers.
It wouldn't shock me if they're the guest locker rooms, you know, how they have the individual stalls. There's a door and there's an individual shower right behind it. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't shock me at all.
Well, especially with what's going on now. Like, with everything's going to change in society.
Home locker rooms, I think it's going to happen for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about when you'd be in the shower after practice and you'd be talking to whoever about, hey, where are you going for lunch? And you're, nah, I don't want to go there. You just like you're having a normal yeah. conversation.
Well, the guy's no taking gear on. And the guy's taking a leak into the drain. I mean, you're right. Am I lying? Am I lying?
No,
you are
not.
Having a conversation. You're locked eyes with the guy, and he is flat out taking a leak into the drain.
Yeah, it's
not.
I've seen grown ass men. I've seen grown ass men play dinosaurs in the shower. Like they'd be like, roar! Roar!
And you know what the funny part is? It's these aren't fourth liners. They're like Hall of Famers.
Yeah,
you know, like
just normal NHL players playing. All right, let's do the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And I just, I would just shake my head and walk out. I'm like, what's going on here?
It's
you know what I love to do? Noodles, I'm sure you know, you saw this or whatever, but I like to get into the towels with the can of shaving cream. And so, like, you open up the towel and you fill the middle of it with shaving cream, and then you fold it up, put about four or five of them in the stack of towels kind of randomly, and you just stand in the shower and watch some guy come out of the shower, open the towel up, and then dry his body, but he's really smearing shaving cream around his body. I don't know why that always struck me as so funny, because all the guy would swear, throw the towel down, come back in the shower, wash the shaving cream off, and off he'd go.
Wow, the better one.
When I got it, of course, it was like, it's the funniest thing ever. They're like, see? Yeah, dummy.
Exactly.
Wow, the baby powder and the hair blower, too.
Like, that's a good one.
Like, I mean, I didn't know too many players. Like, I never blow dry my hair. Like,
no.
But some guys who had the great manes, like, would blow dry their hair and just get a face full of baby powder. Those would be the best. Like, those, I love those tricks. Like, I think, and they are, like, I don't know, they're juvenile. They are.
Juvenile, but, for sure.
But
how about the one where... I only saw it a couple of times. Somebody grabbed the can of spray paint and taped around the can and wrote deodorant on it.
That's quality. So
the guy ends up with black paint from his elbow to his rib cage.
Yeah, like just the most immature moments in history.
I'd be mad if that happened.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. That was creative. That was good stuff, I think.
I don't think you guys ever, I know you'd never experienced this in the NHL, but one of the grossest things every beer league player, even if you're in junior, has to endure at some point is when you forget to pack a towel. And you have to borrow some guy's towel. It's the most disgusting thing. And I know people that have never done it, they'd be like, that's the most repulsive thing they've ever done.
I don't know if you can do that, man. What if someone goes in for a dig and there's a light-colored towel and you got a mess on your hands?
I'm telling you, man, I'm saying from my own experience, I've done it. I'm not proud to say it, but I've been, like, after a skate, after a game, you can't put your clothes back on. You have to shower.
Oh, yeah, you can. If you're going to use someone else's towel, I'll just go home and shower. I'll spend the rest of the evening. I played No, it's not. It's not disgusting.
No, the reusing someone's towel, I'm admitting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'd rather just... I went to Beer League with no... I went once this year and I had no towel, so I was like, I'll just shower at home. I'm not doing this.
Wow, but I'm talking... I guarantee you that. But you're right. And Hayes, I guarantee
you
that...
You did, and I didn't.
That towel was not clean either. That towel is his secondary towel.
Yeah. Beer League guys leave weeks. Their stuff in their room and their bag for months disgusting. On end. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
If you're going to use the same towel all Beer League season, just crawl in the toilet and swim around in there and use some soap because it's the same nonsense.
Deplorable. It's despicable. It's disgusting. It's outrageous.
And you've done it.
And I've done it. I'll admit that I've done it. And I'm telling you, I think almost 100% of Beer League players, junior players, it's like, I forgot. And you learn. You're never going to forget your towel again. But you're like, I forgot the towel. Like, it's Friday night. We're going out. We just played. I got a shower. Unless you're going to air dry it and sit there for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I never used to worry about wearing flip-flops in the shower. Like some guys wore them all the time.
Right.
But then they started saying, hey, you know, you should be wearing flip-flops in the shower. And then you'd go into the Boston Garden. You needed to wear army boots in there to cover your feet.
Just
or
gross.
The Odd in Buffalo. Like, oh, my God. Like, those places were disgusting.
The Odd in Buffalo, you almost thought twice about just firing your suit on and going to the bus.
And the scary part is...
Just have some wings on the bus. Forget it. It's a dump.
That was an NHL building. Isn't that crazy to think? Like some of the old... you may not have played in it, but do you remember the arena in St. Louis? But the arena in St. Louis?
That
like
one
before,
I never did.
That was just horrifying. Like, I mean... Okay. What's that, right?
Noodles, do you remember that? Like the coaches, they had to walk through the crowd to get to the bench. In that arena, because there was no way to get there for the visitors. So we went there. We were in Hartford. We were losing 1-0 after the first period. By the time I don't know what the hell our coaches were doing, the refs were like, let's get going, the start of the second period. We had no coaches. They weren't there yet. And so Ronnie Francis says, okay, our line will start, and they got scored on. So the horn's going off. They're playing the Budweiser song. And our coaches, the two of them, come on the bench. And one of them goes, what the hell happened? And the other coach goes, I don't know. It was 1-0 when we left.
Yeah, that building was the backup goal. There wasn't enough room on the bench. I sat behind, like, in the Zamboni entrance. And I'll never forget. We were playing St. Louis that night. I was with the Islanders. Ray, you would have been on the team. And Hexie started, and they put three by him in about the first 7 minutes, and he attacked Peter Nedved. He chased him into the pile. And that was at the other end, and I was behind Cujo, and all I remember is seeing Al Arbor from the bench waving, like, get the hell in there, and the doors fly open, and I skate by Cujo, and Cujo goes, good luck, kid, and he's kind of laughing, and Hexie's being, like, almost carried off by the refs because he's attacked Peter Nedved. It was just a gong show. That building was, that's all I remember is that type of night was, it was tough to play in that building. It was a gritty, you know, grimy building.
Doesn't it make you think, like, it's, like, amazing that Wrigley Field and Fenway are still operating?
Yeah.
Like, there's still...
I wonder what those look like underneath.
I've been to the Cubs locker room. I spent a morning in there, and it's old school. I mean, they might have redone it and done a revamp, but I left there, and I was like, well, that's the Cubs? Like,
right.
That's their locker room?
Holy legendary, crap. I guess.
Well, it's not. It's not. There's nothing to it. It's just like an old school, crappy visiting bar.
There's only so much you can do. The infrastructure is built. Like, you know, I'm sure they've definitely upgraded certain parts of the facility, but you can't completely change the way the building operates. It was built over 100 years ago.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
By the way, I'm sensing we're getting to the end of this. I got to tell you. So the '86 Masters, I'm watching.
Oh yeah,
Greg
so
Norman.
Am I.
Greg Norman has been all over the place mm-hmm. In the last three holes. I just heard the announcer go, funk. He hit one drive, he smothered it into the trees. He can barely see him except for his blonde hair.
Well,
man, he's all over.
Seve Ballesteros has got a big smile on his face right now. He's about to put a load of poop in his pants in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, when he dumps it in on 15?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Seve.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got Jim Furyk on with us at 6:05. So you can clarify this, because I think it's one of the funkier, goofier swings ever. And I figured that went without saying, but O's a supporter of the swing. He loves
Swing. It's unorthodox, but you can't argue with the guy's track record.
Oh, of course.
And it doesn't matter what happens up top. It all just matters when you're approaching the ball in the moment of impact. And when you watch when he does that, that's what the whole thing's about. It's not about what happens up top at the top of the backswing. There's all kinds of goofy swings up top.
The first time I started to understand what he was doing was they had that swing vision or the Minolta cam or whatever, and they didn't show the swing at the top, and they had three guys swing, and they showed it basically from waist to waist, and it was three different guys, and it looked all the same. And Furyk was one of the swings. So when he does that little flip of the thing up at the top, the point was it doesn't matter till you get to your waist that you get it in the swing track. And, man, he's had an amazing career.
Unbelievable career. But still.
There was one story I had heard about him. He won, like, a U.S. Open, and his wife was always on him to have, you know, to dress a little better. And so he went and bought a whole bunch of new clothes and pants and shirts to match for each day. And he forgot the pants at the dry cleaner, so he had to go buy some Dockers or something. And he ended up winning the U.S. Open in Dockers.
No way.
Yeah, like that's what he had.
Well, hey, it worked for him. That was the 03 U.S. Open, I think.
Yeah, Chicago.
Yeah, he's had a bunch of top fives, top tens.
Oh, I mean, he's been a legend, Hall of Fame player.
Yeah, he is a great player. All right, buddy. Well, we'll do it tomorrow at 5.
Do it then. See you later, boys.
There's Ray Ferraro, TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Make sure you visit the website, MapleToyota.com. Again, Jim Furyk in about 40 minutes. Jerry's Percentages next.
You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's Percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
And Jerry's Percentages is brought to you by BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, from two people to 300. Let BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, do the cooking. Head on down to 942 on the Queensway or online at bestpc.ca. Jerry's Percentages. He's always in the mood. He's always got something.
He is so horny today.
Yeah, that's what I've heard through the grapevine. And I believe he has an opening statement. Are you guys prepared for this? Are you ready to hear
from
Jerry?
Yes, fire it up.
So Jerry was unfortunately subjected to your show yesterday, and I heard you clowns drooling all over Sam Hunt for being a quarterback and a guitar guy in college. Well, that's child's play compared to Jerry's college resume. President of the W5H Club and a goddamn wizard on the accordion. Jerry could put the hottest of girls to sleep with my play on the accordion.
What the hell is he talking about?
I had him pegged as an accordion player from day one.
Jerry.
Yeah, the accordion. Okay.
So. I don't know what that means from Jerry, but accordion, I did not see that one coming.
W5H. I think Sam Hunt would have the upper hand on Jerry.
I don't even know what W5H is, buddy.
Well, it's I don't really care to explain it to you. Yeah, it's a form of, like, it's question. It's W5H is five W's. Like what, where, why, how, or no, when, where, and then the H is how.
So
W5H, and right. It's like a debate kind of questionnaire, nerdy club that Jerry used to be the president.
He'd be all over that.
Yeah, and he played the accordion. all right, so you guys ready for the takes?
Yep.
I also reluctantly heard you jokers talking to Kyle Dubas in his book suggestion. Well, I'm going out on a limb and saying at least one of you will read the entire thing. I don't even know if O-Dog can read one sentence, let alone a whole book. That son of a bitch, Ann Noodles, dropped out in grade 5.
That is fake news. Mm-hmm. At least grade 10. Minimum grade 10.
Grade 10 for me, buddy.
What do you think? Noodles, you're going to say 100% because you believe you're going to read this whole book.
I'm going to get the book, too. I'm reading it. We're having a book report on Fridays, chapter.
I'll say 100 because I am going to read it. Like, if anything, like, Kyle's not going to throw us, like, he's not going to be a hero and throw us, like, a dud of a book. It's obviously a decent book. You know what I mean?
Well,
so I'll read it.
The book is called In Defense of Troublemakers. So
yeah.
You're saying
100%. I think it's going to surprise us. Yeah, okay. I'm going to read it for sure.
Oh?
Yeah, I'm going to read it. I'm in the works of getting it in my hands as we speak.
Well, you guys are just a bunch of
filthy
100%. Liars. It's 0%.
It's 100%.
Zero. The answer is zero. You're lying through your teeth, both of you.
You don't think that one of us...
You know what?
No, I don't. That's why it's 0%.
I'm going to. I am going to.
No, you're not.
I am too.
No, you're not.
Dude, we're doing a book report. We're doing a book report every Friday. You have to read a chapter.
How many chapters are in the book?
Who cares? Who cares?
That's exactly
right. It's material. It's content.
I'm not saying we won't read some of the book. I'm saying start to finish is 0%.
I'll read it.
It's 100%.
Now you've got me principled up, so I'm going to read it. Like
I'm challenging you.
I do read a bit. Like I've read, you know, I've
Are
read,
you well read? Would you consider yourself well read?
No,
I've read one
not
book
well
in 25
no.
years.
But I do read books. Like it's some are good, and some are bad. Like for example, when I had a daughter, Jerome McGinley suggested a book for me, and I thought it was a fantastic book.
Okay.
Strong Father, Strong Daughters. So I read it, and then now there's a new one that I have a son, Better Dad, Stronger Sons. So, you know, that type of stuff. Obviously, I've read, like, Duthie's and Bobby Mack's book, but, you know, Dan Brown. Do you remember Dan Brown from, you know, Da Vinci Code,
yep.
All of those?
Great movies.
Yeah, so I've read all of his books.
Okay.
His books are fascinating for me.
All right, you stated your case. All right,
also,
I'm not budging off my number, but...
There's also, like, you know, stupid books, like Tucker Max. Do you remember that guy?
No.
No. I'm 100% on this percentage.
All right.
I'm going to give one book. I know we got to move on, but Living with a Navy SEAL. Living with a SEAL by Jesse Itzler. That is a great book, and people should check it out. His story is fascinating because he's married to Sarah Blakely, the inventor of Spanx.
Oh, yeah.
And she's one of the wealthiest women in America. His story is unreal. And he lived with a Navy SEAL for 31 days.
All right. You proved your case. You've read
there
books. You
got
us.
I've read books.
You're ahead of us. You guys are at 100%. I'm at 0%. Let's see what else Jerry has in the chamber this afternoon.
Dana White's dream of running the Kumite has finally come to fruition in his goofy little island. Well, Conor McGregor will go bottom brick and fight on the island. John Dukes might show up and kick everyone's ass. And you know what I mean with John Dukes. Hiya!
Jesus.
What the hell was that?
Jerry.
Wasn't it Frank Dukes? Was it John Dukes or Frank Dukes?
It was Frank Dukes.
Yeah, I was going to say it's Frank.
Jerry needs to stay on script. John Dukes.
Just, and then he throws in a hi-ya.
Right.
Hi-ya!
I don't think that was...
He is an idiot.
Frank Dukes' signature move. I don't remember him making sounds.
I don't remember Frank or John, whatever his name was, ever going, hi-ya, hi-ya!
Well, he's right, though. Dana White is going, it's Kumite, man. They're on a private island somewhere. There's not going to be any fans. No one's going to be in attendance, just people brawling in the octagon. And Jerry's saying Connor McDavid's going to be there at some point in the next 2 months.
I'm going to say 30%. I don't know if Connor McGregor, he seems like he wants to be the Vegas show, the real deal. I don't know if he wants the whole sideshow, private island. I'm going to say 30%. But money talks too, right?
Yeah, I'm going to say 18%. I think money does talk, but I don't know. I think McGregor wants to get back things being normal so he can have they can have the whole media tour and that.
Right.
Like he craves that attention. Yeah. You know
he
what I mean?
He wants the Vegas fight. He doesn't want some goofy island.
That's where I'm conflicted here because there's a part of me that feels like these are going to do monster numbers on pay-per-view and on ESPN.
Yeah.
Like they're playing them on ESPN in the States and they're available worldwide. And I think they're going to do huge numbers. And I think McGregor would be intrigued by that, but I think what you said about the media tour, you don't want to waste a McGregor fight. You know, you want to hype up a McGregor fight. You want the gate. Like, they make a fortune. In Vegas, there's 20,000 people in the building. They're paying top dollar. They make a lot of money doing that, and McGregor gets a piece of it. So I'm going to go lower than both of you. I will hold out a slight hope that Dana White and McGregor somehow come together and feel like they can put together a super fight that the whole world is going to watch, even if no one's technically in the building. So I'll say 10%. But I don't know if you want to waste the moneymaker on a private island somewhere without anyone in attendance. Let's see what else Jerry has in store for us.
Tom Brady will play for a third team before retiring from the NFL.
He was on the Stern Show, didn't talk a whole lot about sex, though, did he? I love when Tom Brady talks about sex.
When has that ever happened?
I don't know.
What
don't
is Jerry know. Talking about? He's losing it.
He is off script. He's off script today.
So Brady playing for a third team.
Zero.
Before
zero,
he retires.
Buddy. By the way, I was thinking about Tom Brady today. Whenever the NFL fires up, I don't think Tampa makes the playoffs.
I think it's going to rely heavily on him, clearly.
Oh, no kidding. I don't think they make the playoffs. You look at the quarterbacks and the teams in that division right now. Teddy Bridgewater's back there, Drew Brees. I mean,
yeah, the Saints are still loaded, man. Like they just signed Emmanuel Sanders too. They got Sanders and Thomas. They've got Kamara. They've got Brees, who's better than Brady today.
But
Cameron Jordan.
Is there any chance that Tampa still continues to try and load up on players? Like, hey, where's AB going?
I saw he got
a new agent.
Yeah.
I think they made it known to Brady that he ain't going there.
Yeah, Brown's not going to Tampa, but there's some reports out there that maybe he goes to Baltimore because he's working out with Lamar Jackson and Hollywood Brown, who's a wideout in Baltimore, is Brown's cousin. They're cousins, and they're working out right now. So Baltimore's got room. Baltimore's a great team. If they feel like, you know, Harbaugh and company can handle him, he'll get a shot somewhere. If he stays out of the TMZ world for a couple of months, someone in the NFL will sign him. But I'm low, but I'm not 0% on Brady playing for a third team.
No, because wait, 0%. He's 43 years old.
I know that, but he's talking about playing another 4 or 5 years,
no.
And he wants to play in San Francisco. I think at some point in his career. If it's available to him. If Garoppolo falls off in 2 years and they say we can give you a 1 year deal and we're loaded, I think he might be open to that. I'm gonna say 10%, a 10% chance. And there's a chance Tampa says you're done, but he still wants to play and another team's like, all right, we'll take you.
I think he's got enough pride to know that regardless of how long he wants to play, he'll step away and say, okay, that's enough.
I'm 3%, but I don't think he's going anywhere.
Sticking with the failing NFL, that nerd Goodell is testing his luck with his virtual draft because at least one technical issue will take place.
Might be some type of Laramie Tunsil thing where he's got a giant mask on inhaling copious amounts of weed smoke. And Jerry loves weed smoke.
What is wrong with him?
This is getting weird. Like, Jerry is in a dark place.
Hi-ya!
He's a fan of Laramie Tunsil and
weed smoke.
Weed smoke. Yeah, that is what an accordion player would say. All right, so technical difficulties at some point. I'm
80% on that. Just with all the different avenues it has to go through, I say 80% goofy happens.
It's 7 rounds, too, right? It doesn't have to be the first round.
No
by
kidding.
Round 7, someone's internet drops and they can't get it in on time.
Somebody's iPad, someone's going to be geared down on it naked, or something dumb's going to happen.
I'm 100%. You know something funky's going to happen, for sure.
100%. I'd be disappointed if it didn't. I want something to happen. I don't need anything nefarious. I don't want anyone getting hacked, but I want... I want someone on the clock and they run out of time because their internet dropped.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I would like. I want them to be humanized, you know, because that's what happens with fantasy football. Anyone that plays fantasy and they do their draft online, imagine it goes into auto draft. Like, all of a sudden you're on the clock and you're like, all right, we got a guy locked in. Oh, or we ran out of time. Internet drops and it just automatically drafts whoever is next on the board. But obviously the NFL is going to put in place some safeguards and they're going to pause the draft at times if they have to. I think they said that today. They're preparing for it. They're not going to call it a timeout. I'm not sure what they're going to call it, but they have to anticipate every possible hiccup and have a game plan for it. All right, there you go. Jerry's percentages. Good stuff, Jerry.
Yeah, he was on fire today. Hi-ya! Hi-ya!
Yeah, that's a drop. That's not going to make it into the Sweet 16 of the Overdrive Madness bracket, but it's a drop for future dates. There's no doubt about that, courtesy of our boy Jerry. We will play the two battles courtesy of the Overdrive Madness bracket. We're into the round of 16, the Sweet 16 kicking off today. We urge you to vote online for your favorite audio clips going forward. We will play those. Jim Furyk coming up in about 20 minutes. Darren Dreger, Hockey Insider as well. Overdrive continues on the TSN app.
Hi-ya!
This hour has been brought to you by Alpine Credits. Do you own your home and need a loan? Alpine Credits can help. Visit alpinecredits.ca to learn more.